Right, I'm speaking with Mark Chester, who's a vicar of St Paul's Camberley, as he prepares for his deployment to Afghanistan as a padre. So, hi Mark, welcome.
Hello, right, nice to be with you.
How long have you been a vicar at St Paul's?
I've been in Camberley now as vicar for about 11 years, right, just before the turn of the millennium. It's a very opportune time to arrive, and I've been very happy here, settled here now for 11 years.
Brilliant, okay, so why Afghanistan? What made you want to be deployed out there right now?
Well, I've been a Territorial Army Padre for a little while, and the unit that I'm serving with has actually been putting people out into Iraq and Afghanistan really for at least a dozen years, one way or another. And I'm in a position where we have soldiers who've been out there two and three times to whom I'm ministering. And I need to be in touch with the sort of things they're experiencing. On this particular deployment, I have about 60 or 70 soldiers deploying from my TA regiment, which is the Royal Yeomanry. That's the Armoured Corps regiment of South East England. And so I'll be out in theatre at the same time in some of the same places as they are.
So you must have to go through, obviously at the moment you're going through a fair bit of training right now. Is that the same physical training as a soldier?
It's the same physical training as a soldier, yes. There are obviously slight differences because I don't carry a weapon, so I tend to be, I don't have to do the marksmanship tests and all the rest of it that they do, but I do have to have some weapon handling skills because obviously if I happen upon casualties and things, I need to make the weapon safe so I can get on and play my part in helping to sort out the casualties.
Okay. So whereabouts will you be going in Afghanistan?
Well, the unit that I'm with is the Royal Artillery Unit, which is gunnery, and they're going to be deployed all over the place in Afghanistan. So I'll be based in Bastion, which is the very large base where the British forces are operating from, for perhaps a couple of days a week. And then, according to my predecessor anyway, I'll probably spend the rest of the time going out and about visiting the different locations. So I expect to be on the move an awful lot by air and by land as well.
Wow, okay. I've seen lots of the country. And when do you actually deploy then?
Well, this is a military secret which hasn't been divulged to me yet, but I'm expecting it to take place at the very end of March or perhaps very early April. And I'll be flying out there and joining my unit, which has already started to deploy out there.
And how long is that tour going to be?
I'm going to be out there for 3 years. 3 months. 3 months.
The training makes it feel like 3 years.
That's right. I'm going to be there for 3 months, and all the time there, then I will be active as a unit padre.
And will you be working with a team of padres or just on your own?
Well, in the three commando brigade, which is the brigade which I'm going to be involved in, there's a team of about 10 padres, and we are actually committed to working as a team insofar as we're committed to supporting and helping one another as much as we possibly can. Having said that, for much of the time, we'll be in different locations. And so we are a team, but I will have my own regiment, which I'm looking after, and I'll obviously be going off to take the various sorts of services, which I'll need to take primarily with them.
Okay, moving on to services. So what are your typical duties out there?
Well, I'll obviously take normal acts of worship and be taking communion for the faithful. I will also be involved, of course, because we're celebrating Easter in the time that we're in Afghanistan. I think Easter will seem a little bit different for me and for a lot of the soldiers this year. In addition to that, I'll obviously do any services necessary should there be casualties. I'll be involved in caring for the wounded. I'm also involved in helping people sort of come to terms with perhaps some of the things in life which they haven't encountered before. Very often you find yourself in new situations looking at life a completely different way, which raises all sorts of different questions. And really, part of my role there will be to come alongside them, come alongside the soldiers and help them think through really what life's about. In some ways, I'm given a bit of a head start because every soldier, before he goes to Afghanistan, not only has to make a will, but is also strongly encouraged to write a letter to his newest and dearest, which will be posted in the event of his death. And that's quite a searching spiritual exercise. You know, who's my nearest and dearest? Now, what is it that I really want to say to them? And if I can only say it in letter, why am I not saying it to them anyway? And so there's a lot going on for people, a lot of things to re-examine, a lot of issues to reconsider. And so I'll be alongside them, helping them do that sort of thing.
And are there any similarities at all in ministering to soldiers compared with ministering to your parishioners at St. Paul's?
Well, there are some similarities. Similarities are they're people, and they have exactly the same issues, fears, thoughts, muddles that people at St. Paul's and the people I've been ministering to in Afghanistan have. There are obviously differences because the people in Afghanistan, the soldiers that I'm dealing with, will be separated from their families for an extended period. They will be really very tired much of the time. They will be on top of one another most of the time, and therefore there will be particular strains and stresses which perhaps are slightly outside the experience of what happens in day-to-day Camberley. But having said that, scratch the skin and we're all basically the same underneath. We're all people who have needs, have strengths, have opportunities. We're all here for a purpose, and God wants us to make the most of the gift he's given us to make a difference in the world for the better. So some similarities, some differences.
And how many soldiers will you be ministering to out there?
About 500 will be my direct responsibility, but obviously I'll be involved wherever there's a need.
Gosh, 500 sounds like an awful lot.
It is an awful lot, and most of them are commandos, so they have a particularly vigorous approach to life, which I like. They see things very clearly, and from a very professional standpoint, so that's good.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to be traveling sort of all over Afghanistan, and presumably that's because you're going to be doing sort of frontline stuff as well as stuff back at base.
I'll be going wherever the soldiers are. One of the tricks of being a padre is knowing when you're welcome and when you're not. And frankly, if there's something really, really intense going on, then probably a padre is more likely to be in the way than anything else. But I will expect to be around and about in patrol bases, which, if you like, at the sharp end. I will also do my bit to keep out of the way if there's anything particularly exciting going on, because I think there's a danger of just becoming another figure rather than doing anything useful. But I'll be around and about wherever I'm needed.
Now, you'll be carrying a medical kit but not a gun. How do you feel about not carrying a weapon?
Well, I feel very comfortable about not carrying a weapon. What it's saying to both soldiers and the Afghanistan civilians who I'll be coming across is, look, you know, there's something else going on here which is not solved at the point of a gun. What we're about out there in terms of British forces is winning the hearts and minds of the people so that we can engage with them as people and help them make Afghanistan a bit of a better place. And there is a time and a place for using a gun in that context, making security. But where the rubber really hits the road is in making and forming good relationships. So in fact, I'm not carrying a gun, and I also have a little cross on the front of my uniform and on my arm and all the rest of it, is saying, look, there's something here which is far bigger than this particular trouble that we're involved in at the moment. And let's just have the broader perspective. And of course, I'll be saying that to the soldiers as well. You know, you're going to be here in Afghanistan doing your bit. Now, you know, are you going to be able to look at yourself in the mirror when you get back? Are you going to be able to relate to your family when you get back? And of course, ultimately, how are you going to relate to God when all this is over? You know, are you confident that you're doing the right thing in the right way at the right time? So it all adds up as an act of witness, which I think is a helpful and powerful one.
Now, in dealing with those soldiers, I know some padres carry sweets to help break the ice, kind of similar tactic to our own street angels here in Camberley. Now, I hear you'll have an interesting way of playing hymns while you're on the battlefield, is that right?
Yes, I'm also a sweet padre. I'm a great believer in giving every soldier I meet a sweet every day, and then that way they're pleased to see me apart from anything else. Also, I'm not musical myself, and so I've got a little iPod, and I'm getting all the necessary song and hymn tunes plugged into that, so that when I go along and take a service, then you know we automatically have a splendid musical accompaniment, even though in that particular patrol base there might not be a full-stringed orchestra and group and organ. So so pre-recording them before we go out, and then press the magic button, and then hopefully we'll be able to have instant accompanied worship rather than just worship with the heart. So that'll be a good thing.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Mark, and God bless.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye.